how big a predicament does it feel like?
I guess you don't want to be down to nothing, but I feel like we got a lot of faith in our locker room, and you know, let's just kind of take it one game at a time. So, you know, the cup champs last year were in the same spot that we're in right now. So, I don't think anyone's unpacking their locker or anything like that. I think there's a lot of belief, and you know, two really tight games that kind of could have gone either way. So, you know, we're not in the spot that we want to be for sure, but we're not down and out yet.
How'd you get here, and what do you got to do to get better, to turn it around?
How'd we get here? Lost two games. They're pretty tight checking games, really tight. Could have gone either way, like I said. So, you know, sometimes things go your way, sometimes they don't. And, you know, the team that handles the adversity and sticks together and kind of pushes through, is going to be the winner. So, you know, obviously it feels like, tomorrow's a must win game, but, yeah, I don't think it's, you know, we need to reinvent the wheel here.
As a group, how do you create more havoc for Jordan Binnington, make it a little bit tougher in and around his net? Or do you need to?
Well, yeah, I think we definitely need to. I mean, you know, anything he sees is going to stop pretty much. So, but we've had some really good chances. He made some great saves. You know, that's going to happen in the course of the series. But I don't know, I feel like you know, the more traffic and, you know, our simplicity through the neutral zone will be really important, just to, you know, get that zone time that we're accustomed to getting. So, and I mean, they're a really good defending team. They get in the shot lanes a lot. So, yeah, we need to really work really hard to get shots through and get bodies in front of them, because, like I said, anything he sees is going to stop.
Your goalie, too, usually stops what he sees. Maybe last night was an exception. How do you expect him to handle that?
No, he's been, you know, one of our best players for the last 2 years for sure. So, you know, I think as a team we're going to respond the right way tomorrow, and you know, bunker down, and we know how important tomorrow's game is going to be. So, I'm sure like our whole team will respond you know, with our A game.
Does it sound like a lot of the shots in the game one, Andrew, came from the slot? Do you think you guys improved in that aspect for game two?
Yeah, I felt like their chances were more off the rush yesterday. I definitely think pretty much every goal was that way. So, and that's just kind of our details in terms of our forecheck and having guys in the right spots so our D can gap up. But I think, yeah, in general, we might have taken care of the slot a little bit better, but, you know, we got to be able to do it across, you know, every, you know, kind of way that they can create chances. So just because we shut one off means we need to be shutting them all off, not you know, trading chances that way.
You guys have had a lot of success on the road. Is that what you can draw on that for this?
I mean, I guess so. I think, you know, it'll be nice to kind of get the team together on the road and kind of get away from, you know, you guys here. So no, it'll be good. I think, like you said, we've been a pretty good road team this year, and you know, we've had some success in that building too. So hopefully that confidence carries over.
You talked a lot about response, but you are going into a stingy barn. It's been one of the toughest since December. I mean, what do you guys have to do to knock St. Louis off their game early?
I mean, ours has been probably the stingiest in the league the last 2 years. So kind of follow their game plan of defending really hard and you know, making us you know, making us defend in our own zone. So I feel like if we put pucks behind their D-men and be really simple and get that offensive zone time that we're accustomed to, that'll be a big part of game three.
You know, we're coming on the road too, right?
I don't think you guys are allowed.
All joking aside, the expectation and the attention and all that, is it good to get away from that? Is it?
I mean, I don't... As much as you guys write, we don't really listen to a whole lot of it. So, you know, every expectation that's in our room comes from the room. And, you know, we obviously have, you know, higher expectations for, you know, us, each of us individually and as a team than anybody else. So, I don't think, you know, anything you guys say or write is going to really impact us. I think we know what we need to do going forward. We're going to get a plan together today and then, you know, apply it to tomorrow's game.
They've been getting some goals from lower down in the lineup. Is that something you guys have to match?
Have they?
Yeah, have they?
Oh, Riley had one yesterday. Yeah. Sunquist is their second line center. He had two. Okay. Who scored? Maroon? Third line? So.
Felt like it. Okay.
I don't know.
Retract the question.
Yeah.
So, considering expectations, I mean, is this the toughest spot you've been in your career? Like, down to nothing going into St. Louis?
I guess in my career, maybe, I don't know, being down 3-1 to Vegas wasn't fun in the Western Conference Final when you had a home ice too. So, yeah, I mean, we're not in the spot that we want to be, but like I said, the Cup champs were in the same spot last year, and you know, it takes one game to kind of get this thing back into you know, an even series, it feels like. So yeah, we're not pressing the panic button by any means. We feel comfortable in our game, and just if we clean up a few little things, I think we'll be in a good spot.
You brought up Vegas, Andrew. Do you draw anything from that? Because there was, you know, there were probably games there where you went home thinking, how are we down 3-1 at this point? And you might be thinking that right now in this series.
I mean, just in your experience in terms of game by game, you know, we get the next one, and then, you know, we're playing to tie it up coming back home. So a little bit, I think, probably more than anything, is the flurry comparison between him and Bennington, and just trying to get as many pucks and bodies to the front of the net as possible.